Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B. And joining me today is Courtney Larkin, the director of Grease Athena Middle School's production of SpongeBob Musical, along with AJ Piscotti, who plays Squidward, and Jaden Trafton, who plays SpongeBob. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Can't complain. Before we talk about the SpongeBob musical, Grease Athena has been involved in supporting multiple charities by donating over $400,000. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how you are able to raise the funds?
In the past, I've done a couple different things with either donating money from proceeds of the show, depending on kids, how they vote to send for their money, how to spend the money, because it's the kids' money. It's not ours. So they all get to vote on what charity that they want to donate to. And then we also use a fan night, which is on Thursday night, two elementary students, Craig Hill and Autumn Lane, and they get to use that as a fundraiser for a charity as well.
What are some of the charities that you guys have donated to in the past?
Artists Unlimited. It's all about caring for those kids. Autism Up and GTA scholarships in the past.
How has supporting these groups helped with the students, and what have you all learned?
It's a great opportunity for us students to give back to the community. We have some cast members that volunteer some of the charities, which is life-changing experience. It's awesome to help people when we can.
Oh, that's great. So let's get back into the SpongeBob musical. AJ and Jaden, is this your first time performing or have you done this before?
I've performed before.
Same.
What other performances have you been a part of?
I've been in Oliver, and I've been in James and the Giant Peach and Lion King.
Last year I was in Athena Middle School's production of Frozen.
So you guys are no strangers to theater. I love it. So I can already tell this musical will be extremely popular. Everyone, when I was a kid, was obsessed with SpongeBob. And now it's new generations who love SpongeBob as well. Now you guys get to put on the musical. What are the grades involved with the musical?
6th through 8th grades.
And what grades are you guys in?
I'm in 6th grade.
And I'm in 8th grade.
Okay, awesome. When is the show and where?
So the show is April 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th at 7 p.m. and then April 22nd and 29th at 1 p.m. And it's right here at Athena in the Grease Performing Arts Center.
How many performances are there?
There's 6 altogether where everyone is welcome to come.
Where can people purchase tickets?
You can purchase them at ShowTixForYou. Or email gamstickets@gmail.com.
Courtney, so as the director, can you explain everything that has gone into putting on the musical? A lot of people don't realize how much work goes on. It's not just the acting and the musical. It's all the behind-the-scenes work, too. Can you dive in deeper a little bit for us?
Absolutely. So there's so much with a musical, especially trying to coordinate it all. There is a live orchestra. It's a full show, so it's about a 3-hour show, including intermission. With that, we also have all the sets that have to be made, all the costumes, all the props that have to be made. So we have a tech crew of about 30 kids on top of the 60 kids that are in the cast. So we have a lot of students, plus we have high school volunteer students that are working in the show as well. And we have a ton of parents volunteers. So there's a lot to go on in coordinating that all together. And the kids have been working on it for about 3 months right now to put an amazing show on for the community.
Wow, 3 months, that is such a long time. But I'm sure it flies by, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Courtney, so what is your role? I know you're the director, obviously. What do you teach at Grease Athena?
So I actually teach in the high school, and I am a special ed math teacher.
Okay. Do you have a background in theater as well?
I do. I actually was a student who went through Athena, and I grew up doing the musicals. I started in middle school under Carl Wager, and then moved to the high school. At that time, it was Judith Ranaletta, and I did theater and show choir, and I fell in love with it, and I grew up dancing. And so what happened is when I was in high school, I volunteered as the student choreographer. And then I got hired my freshman year in college as the associate choreographer. And then from there, I became the choreographer, and then I became the director.
So it's like a full circle that you've done.
Yes.
Do you enjoy directing as much as performing?
I love it. It's personally, it's my favorite thing, and that's why I do what I do. And getting to work with the kids, it's such a blessing.
What are some of the other performances that you have directed?
I have also directed Frozen Junior last year, and then I also directed Little Mermaid, but that was a little different because of COVID, and then we had to do a movie version of it. And then I also have directed Newsies.
Oh, okay. All great shows. Speaking of the pandemic, I know a lot of things have changed since 2020. Are things more back to normal with putting on a show as it was back in 2020?
This is the first year where I have really felt that it is totally back to normal, especially now, because when we were in the pandemic, literally our show got canceled a week before we were supposed to perform.
Oh, that's the worst. All that work.
Yeah, and that killed the budget for what we had that year because we already spent everything and then had to give refunds back because our show was canceled. So last year specifically was a major rebuilding year, so we only did a junior version. And we were very successful with that. So then this year we are able to do more and bring everything back to normal and have a full orchestra, have a full show, which is very exciting.
Is the audience full capacity as well?
Yes, it is.
AJ and Jaden, I want to get to know you guys a little bit more. Did you know about SpongeBob before being a part of the musical?
I know I did because I've actually been in it before.
Oh, okay.
Last year, I saw one of my out-of-school friends perform in it, so I saw it last year.
And what's your favorite part about being a part of the musical?
The new people you get to meet.
Yeah, the community.
Yeah, so I was a major in theater as well, so I love musicals, plays, just because you're meeting all different types of people. You're making so many new friends who are basically like your family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys going to continue to do musicals
Absolutely,
in the future?
Absolutely, 100%.
Oh, I love that. That is awesome. Courtney, tell us what SpongeBob Musical is for those who don't know.
So SpongeBob Musical has something for everybody. The music is written by all different people, from David Bowie to John Legend to the Plain White Tees. So there's a lot of great music in this show. But it definitely is a show about coming together and overcoming diversity and including everybody. So the theme is a fantastic thing for all families, and for kids to come to see it, they will love this musical.
And the costumes, too. Describe some of the costumes.
So the costumes are a little different than probably what you would see in the cartoon. They are dressed very similar, but they are still kind of dressed as humans. However, I will say, like, our Squidward has four legs, so it's kind of cool. Some of them have to be very specifically designed and very shiny. Like our Plankton has all green shimmer and a patch eye for his character. So it's a lot of fun.
What about SpongeBob? Can you explain his costume, or is that going to be more of a surprise?
SpongeBob has a yellow shirt with suspenders and like these plaid kind of pants, shorts. Then his tie to match, because you can't forget his tie for the Krusty Krab.
Exactly. It's one of the main parts of the costume.
Exactly.
Okay, one more time. Can you tell us the dates of the performances?
Absolutely. It is April 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th at 7 p.m., and then April 22nd and 29th at 1 p.m.
And where can you purchase the tickets again?
www.showtix4u.com. Or they can email gamstickets@gmail.com.
Perfect. Before we leave, AJ and Jaden, is there anyone you want to shout out on the radio right now?
I would like to shout out my friend JP.
I would like to shout out all the cast for SpongeBob and everybody who has put time and effort into it.
What about your families?
all of my family. Yeah. Super supportive of me.
Same. They've helped me the whole time.
I love that. Courtney, is there anything else you want to mention about the SpongeBob musical before we end?
Just come, and I guarantee that you will have the most wonderful time.
I love it. Again, that is Courtney. We have Jaden and AJ. They're all part of Grease Athena Middle School's production of the SpongeBob musical. Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And as the saying goes in theater, Aiden and AJ, break legs during your performances in April.